part of our Celebrate series brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. We are at the Lake House in Avon Lake, and joining us, as we always visit when folks from Avon Lake talk, to the school superintendent, Bob Scott. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
So I see your school is 100 years old for Avon Lake.
We're celebrating the centennial this year, and we're having a lot of fun with it. It's a visual, so I can't have it here necessarily, but the Spectrum is our school newspaper that the kids write, and we've actually got one that was just published last week by the class of 2022, and we've also got one that was published 100 years ago, and it's strange, but they're not that different.
Talking about what activities are taking place, maybe the dress of the students might look different or things like that, and I know you have...
They make comments about the hairstyles, and they thought it was really funny because the big advertisement in the Spectrum was that the Christmas present for kids that year was luggage. They thought maybe that had changed a little bit over time.
Every kid needs a luggage.
Oh, sure, right. Time to leave the house after his graduation and get out into the world. Of course, the graduating class there was five
yes.
students or something at that point?
The first year was five. The doors opened up to the new building, which is about a block and a half away from us. There were originally four small schools in Avon Lake, and they consolidated them into that building, which was the first K-12 building. And that was 1923. 3 years later, the first class graduated, and it was five students. Last year, we graduated 318.
Wow. And many today, I think today is the day, wear orange.
Orange, that's exactly right. It's Unity Day.
So, the tie.
Sure. My tie and my socks. Giddy can't see that. So around the district, it's a great day where, the kids are really, working together and looking at that unity piece and, just how we treat, how we treat each other, which is very important.
I noticed some of the kids in the eighth grade, they're on a trip to D.C. Is that taking place?
They are getting ready in the next couple of weeks.
There's the luggage part. See?
That's exactly right. but that's always a great event for us. They spend time and use that really as an end piece, that sort of capstone to what they've been doing, looking at government, looking at how the United States runs, and then we make our trip. And they, make a lot of wonderful stops. I know every year, it really... causes you to sort of tear up when they go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and our kids actually get to participate in the changing of the guard. And that's very meaningful for them. It's, when you like it, when you see those eighth graders, which sometimes they can be a little rambunctious and, act very eighth gradery. When they finally slow it down and you can tell by the looks on their face that it makes a difference. It really stays with them.
Well, there's something about Washington, D.C. in our country that kind of resonates, just the buildings and just understanding this is government where it happens, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. It's, just like everybody else, it's part of us getting back to normal. It's been disrupted over the last couple of years, so, we were really excited to send them off. When we go, we have five buses going this year, so... Pretty good group.
Talking to Superintendent Bob Scott at Avon Lake Schools, Bus Safety Week is going on, too, where every week should be Bus Safety Week, and people just have to realize the importance of following those rules related to buses and school buses.
Everybody across the nation, and Avon Lake is similar that, about 60% of our kids ride a bus every day to and from school. It is the safest way to get to school, and one of the dangers is that, we talk to the adults that are driving those cars. Pay attention when those lights flash, get stopped. You never want to have that kind of tragedy, so everybody needs to pay attention. And today it's, maybe more important since, they tend to get a little distracted with phones and different things in cars, but, pay attention, pay attention.
Speaking of bus drivers, number of school systems were looking for bus drivers. Some still are. Is Avon Lake?
Oh, yes. If you came down Route 83, which ends right here outside the door, you will see our bus right across the tracks. It says bus drivers needed. You know, the city allowed us at their center to put a big sign and a bus out front. We're pretty good right now. You know, we need more, and we especially need sub drivers. You know, just like everybody else, you have people that have to be out periodically for a variety of reasons. And we so far haven't had to make any adjustments, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that. But if anybody would like to come, and it's not just bus drivers, it's you know, people that work in the cafeterias. We need people all over the district, and we're not the only. You know, people don't necessarily look at schools as businesses, but you know, we're the biggest restaurant in town. You know, we serve, you know, 4,000 kids lunch every day, and we need, you know, people in the kitchens, people out, you know, in the dining rooms, and just those bodies just aren't there right now.
So do you brown bag it a lot, or do you end up taking part in what's in some of the food?
We've got a great salad bar at the high school, so I'll wander down and have a salad every once in a while. Our cafeterias are very good. Our lunches are not like they were when I grew up. We still make jokes.
Wednesday was Spanish rice, I think, when I was at school. Thursdays was donut day. Now that I'm thinking about the donuts.
You and your donut.
Behind here, the mayor brought donuts in.
You know, pre-COVID, I know the Avon Lake Schools was looking at different facilities and where the students are, where they might be, population growth, things like that. You've got a forum coming up in a couple of weeks to talk about those issues. What's on the table?
You know, we would love everybody to come November 10th at 6:30. It's here at the high school in the commons, and it's a visioning session. You know, we want people's ideas and want to know what their feelings are about the school facilities and what they'd like to see. The vast majority, like I said, the building that my office is and part of the high school is 100 years old at this point. Our elementary schools and Learwood, our middle school, are, you know, anywhere from 50 to 80 years old, and we're in need of a change. We've had a group working for about a year and a half, really, you know, trying to nail down exactly what that future would look like. 2 months ago, we hired Fanning and Howie, you know, an architect group, to come in and really get some numbers together for us. So we're at this point, about the only thing we're sure about is, you know, Learwood is currently a 7-8 building. We would turn that into a pretty traditional middle school, which is 6-7-8, and then the elementaries would become pre-K to 5. So we've got a lot of work still to do, but you know, it's time.
Would these take place on the similar footprints there, or is there new locations, or is there land available even for something like that?
You know, that is why we had to bring an architect group in at this point, because that expertise is needed. You know, we know Learwood is pretty much going to end up being the middle school. There's a lot of property there. We would be able to build and still hold school. Where the elementaries would end up being, they're doing that right now. They're taking the prints of you know, the variety of elementary schools you could build and actually setting them down and saying, yeah, this is viable. This property is not, that one's not. So it's changed, but it's where we need to go. You know, looking ahead, for, you know, not just next year, but for the next 50 years or so, it's time for us to make the move.
Sounds good. Superintendent Bob Scott, we appreciate you stopping in. You had the Bandorama last week, I think, and of course, Avon Lake football is still doing well. And we're looking forward to that. We like to follow high school sports, obviously, are the station. So we have the Shoreman on every once in a while. They're doing quite well this year.
Yeah, they're having a good year. And you know, our fall sports are doing well. I think our girls volleyball team is number 16 in the state right now. Our girls soccer team is, you know, I think has one loss and two ties and the rest wins. So, you know, we're heading into the state playoffs, you know, doing well across the board.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning and sharing some of the things that are happening with the Avon Lake City Schools. 100 years as they celebrate this year. It's kind of an interesting way to get the kids involved in sort of history, yet owning it because they understand they are continuing on the legacy of those students from 100 years ago.
Well, and I'm glad you used that word, because that really is, you know, what we're focusing on is that legacy piece. That, you know, we're a great school district, but we are a great school district because of the people that have come before us, and we just get to build on that every day.
That's